Adacho is a Lakota phrase that means those things that are awesome, great, or very beautiful. Since each day is given to us by the Creator to experience life, we should be seeking to find the Adacho in each day. Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Adacho Podcast. This is our sixth podcast episode, and it is titled Love, So Simple, Yet So Complex. My name is Raymond Kidd, and I am the founder and executive director of the nonprofit organization called New Hope Rising, Inc., or NHR for short. NHR's mission is empowering youth to realize phenomenal potential. Currently, aside from this podcast, we are on a variety of platforms, such as our webpage, and the social media platforms of Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and YouTube. Please stop by any one of those and check us out. While you're there, I'd ask that you like, subscribe, and follow. Also, if you like us, it would be really cool if you would help us out by recommending us to others. The thing I purpose to address this month concerns the matter of love. Why? Well, there's a few reasons. First, as the title indicates, it is a very complex issue, yet many play it off as being a simple and even a trivial matter. This is why there are so many that are not only hurt by it, but are often confused by it. Love is so powerful. Think of the old stories that were, written about it. People really do want it, but they're often leery of it because they have either themselves or someone they know, been severely hurt by it, especially by someone claiming that they love them. Another reason is that even though researchers are torn on the matter as to whether or not it is an emotion, a biological reaction, or simply a choice, it is an essential part of life. Why? Because it motivates us. Additionally, it is the exact opposite of hate, which, as many researchers tend to believe, is a mixture of two or more of the basic emotions. In this blog for this month, by the same title, which can be found on the NHR website, I identified and described eight different types of love. Of those eight for this podcast, I'm going to only address three, because I believe that these are the ones that are most crucial to empowerment, which is what NHR is about. Those three are storge, eros, and agape. First is storge. Storge is a familial type of love. In other words, it relates to family. This is the one that really needs to be developed early on in a child's life. This strongly ties to all levels of Abraham Maslow's hierarchy of needs. Let me explain my thought here. Though Maslow singles it out in the middle of the five levels, it has connections to the physiological, which is your food, shelter, sleep, and clothing. That's the base level. But it also ties directly to safety, which is your personal security and health. Of course, it's linked to the third level, which is love and belonging. However, it is also connected with the levels found at 4 and 5, which are esteem and self-actualization, respectively. Our development as an individual is dependent upon our ability to grow through all five stages or levels in life. Children who don't have these needs consistently met throughout their formative years, or have had these needs somehow violated by someone, especially someone they trust or held in high esteem or regard, can and often will struggle well into their adult lives. And sadly, some, in fact, may never be able to recover. Those who have been victimized often find or try to find ways to cope with the letdown and the internal pain. Some of those ways are drugs, alcohol, tobacco, gangs, and sex, just to name a few. This all boils down to living a very risky lifestyle. Oftentimes, this results in them becoming victimizers, or in other words, they hurt others in their lives who truly do care for them. The next one I'm going to briefly address is that of Eros. This is that type that is referred to as passionate and often sexual love. This is the one that teens, and quite frankly many adults, will often fall prey to. I say that because the previously mentioned risky lifestyles are tied directly to those risky lifestyles I identified, which people use to cope or block the internal pain. Every one of those risky behaviors will have a consequence tied to it. Sometimes there are multiple consequences, and in their multiplicity, they are so entangled you can't find the end from the start. Let's take a look at this using the following scenario. Mike is 17. He was raised in an alcoholic family where his parents are extremely abusive. He started smoking at age 6, started drinking at age 10, got into a gang at 14, and at that time he started running and using a variety of street drugs. He's been arrested more than 25 times and incarcerated 5 times. He's been sexually active since age 13 and has had numerous STDs. He also has a child from a girl he met while in rehab, but he's just the baby daddy as he's left her to care for a baby he ain't seen but one time. Tanya. Tanya's 16. She was raised in a decent home by her biological mom and dad, but between the ages of 10 and 13, she had been sexually abused by her grandfather who was living with the family at the time. Her abuse was only stopped because she finally got the courage to tell someone who acted on her behalf. However, as a result of the stress and guilt she felt over the whole issue, Tanya started smoking and drinking at the age of 10, then she started doing drugs at age 11. Tanya also became sexually active by her own choice at the age of 14. This is with a boy she had been seeing or dating for a little over a year. She believed that she did love him, and what also complicated the matters is that he said that he loved her. Yet within a few short weeks, he dumped her. After being hurt yet again, she continually put herself in these vicious cycles of self-abuse, seeking out the wrong guys, wrong relationships, and wrong friends. Also because of her internal pains, she became a cutter. One night, Mike and Tanya met each other at this party. They were both wasted. They start talking, and then a little while later, they find a place to be alone, and they start making out, which ultimately leads to them having sex. 2 months pass, and she realizes that she's now pregnant. One problem, though. Mike was only one of 3 guys she had been with sexually in the past 3 months, so any one of them could have been the father. At her doctor's visit, they did an STD test, and now she's found that, and been told that she has 3 different STDs, all of which can harm the fetus, CMV, syphilis, and HIV. Although this is a fictional scenario, far too often many have had very similar experiences, all based on the wrong involvement with this type of love. The third type of love I'm going to address is that of agape, which is the unconditional type of love. This is a type of love that everyone really wants to experience, which makes sense as it comes from our innermost being, our spirit, which is tied to God, Elohim, the Creator. Oftentimes we call it the void, or it's that hole that we can never seem to fill, no matter what we try to use to satisfy it. This void in our life typically isn't all up in our grill screaming for attention. No, rather it's far more subtle, much like a snake's slow movement in the grass, which is often why we fail to understand exactly what it is that we're truly seeking. This is why it was God's plan all along that we as His creation would stay in close relationship with Him. Interestingly, though I hadn't intended this delay in releasing this podcast, it seems quite befitting that it is being released on this day of all days, Palm Sunday. This is that day in history where Jesus comes into Jerusalem riding on a donkey, and those who knew of him came out into the streets with palms to signify their acknowledgement of who exactly he was, the Messiah, the one who John the Baptist and well before him, the prophet Isaiah, proclaimed as being the Lamb of God. This is the same Lamb of God who is written of in the disciple John's account in the book of Revelations, which in the very first line of the very first chapter identifies or gives identity to whom it was or what these revelations are about, Jesus Christ. Jesus is the epitome of agape love. There is absolutely nothing that anyone can do to make him love them anymore. He loved us all, even before we were born or ever heard mention of his name. He loved us so unconditionally that he willingly allowed himself to be beaten, tortured, and ultimately crucified for the sins of all mankind. As I have shared before in my book, The Young Person Survival Manual, How to Survive in Today's Ever-Changing World, in the third chapter I introduce the Grounded acronym. For those who follow our blogs and this podcast, you're already very familiar with this acronym. Well, for this podcast, I'm not going to go through it, but rather I encourage you to take the time to go to any one of the blogs on the NHR website and look into it for yourself. I assure you it will be worth the seed of your time that you will be sowing. Since the whole purpose of this podcast, as well as the blogs, is to bring truth and to be able to find the Adacho, I chose to share the truth that comes from the Creator and by His Word. As I shared last month, the world has its own way of looking at things, and often because of its sinful position, they are often contrary to God's will. But God wants you to know that He loves you, and He wants you to live in truth, to be free from the condemnation that sin brings. He also wants everyone to come to everlasting life through His Son, Jesus, who is the way, the truth, and the life. God desires to be in relationship with you. To have this relationship requires three simple steps. Every individual must make their choice on their own. But it's three simple steps. First, ask. Ask that Jesus come into your heart. Second, believe. Believe that He is the Son of God, that He was crucified on the cross for your sins, was buried, but on the third day rose from the grave and now sits at the right hand of God. And third, confess. Confess that you need Him as your Savior and that you want Him to be the Lord of your life. If you have done this, if you've taken this step, congratulations, you are saved and you are in the family of God. Now, salvation is a gift of grace. It can't be earned. So what I'm about to say doesn't mean that you're working to earn your salvation, but you are doing those things to help develop your relationship and deepen your relationship. And the way to do this, for anybody who's new to the family, new to the faith, I highly recommend reading the book of John. And personally, I'm one who likes the New King James Version because it takes the King James Version, which was the original text, and puts it into a little bit more modern English. It's kind of difficult sometimes to get around the these, thous, those, the old King's English. But there are other types or versions of the Bible that can be just as easily understood. For example, the Amplified, the Message, the New Living Translation, any one of these. Whichever version you choose to use, that's fine. But I strongly recommend reading the book of John because this is one of those books that really clarifies the depth of God's love for us. Excuse me. In closing out this podcast, I want to remind you about the difference between knowledge and wisdom. Anyone can acquire knowledge if they so desire to, as it comes from various sources. Especially today, with us living in what is known as the information age, information or those sources are abundant. But wisdom, on the other hand, requires much more. It requires diligence in the application of that specific knowledge so that it actually accomplishes what its purpose is. With the wisdom of God comes the understanding of what He said, which is one of our foundational verses. I know the plan that I have for you, a plan of a hope and a future, a plan of good and not evil. And that's Jeremiah 29:11. With that, let me say that I appreciate your time. I pray that this has made an impact on your life, and I hope to have you back next month when we release our 7th episode. And may God bless you, and may you find the Audit Show in each and every day. You've been listening to the Autochoke Podcast, which is a service of the Ministry of New Hope Rising, Inc. New Hope Rising, Inc. provides services through their website, newhoperising.org, this podcast, their YouTube channel, and through the social media platforms of Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn.